What's good, Dallas? This is your girl, Brianna Javon. And if you've been thinking about starting a podcast or taking yours to the next level, I've got you covered. Book a podcast power session with What's Good Productions. In just 30 minutes, we'll tackle your ideas, crush those hurdles, and get your podcast ready to shine. Visit whatsgood-productions.com or click the link in the show notes. Now let's get ready for the show. Hey, ladies and gents, this is your girl, Brianna Javon, and we are here for another highlight for season 9. In today's episode, we are going to be talking with Tony Hill. Today, we're just going to talk about a little bit of the meat and potatoes of that episode. For an example, since y'all know this season was all about wellness, in this episode, we talked to a Black man and his perspective, especially when it talks about the spiritual component of wellness. We talked about Bible verses. We talked about the mind frame when it comes to your kids. And things happen, things pivot, but you got to make sure that you keep all trust in Christ, knowing that things are going to be okay. So definitely take a look and make sure that you support us by rating and subscribing, liking, following, all the things. So again, thank you so much for the community of What's Good, and we will talk to y'all soon in season 10.
The What's Good Podcast.
Are you ready?
Your number one source
to all the keys in the industry.
With Brianna Javon.
It's the What's Good Podcast.
What's good?
I come from a believer standpoint. So if we're made in God's image, the first thing God tells you about himself is that he's a creator. So our purpose is to create. I'm a servant of the key. Period and point blank. Everything else falls underneath that. But I truly believe that the enemy's biggest tool is to allow us to focus on lack as opposed to focus on the abundance. In order for me to get to where I am, God had to allow me to leave where I was from to see something different. You are a product of the decisions that you made. That left me paralyzed for 6 months.
Oh my gosh.
Right? I was the number one tight end in the state of Texas and the number five player in the country. You're either going to trust or you gonna get out, because I'm not gonna have you moping when I got this other boy to raise. People run from pain, but they don't understand that pain is the preparation for your purpose. I'm listening to gospel music, running on a treadmill the best that I can, mm-hmm. and crying tears of happiness in pain, yeah. right? Because I know that I'm gonna show God that I'm not done. And she did it again. I said, Mama, I felt that.
Oh my
and we
God.
Started crying. She went and got everybody. The nerve had came back.
God.
He said, if you can give me 10 yards, I'll make you a professional athlete. I told him I'd give him 20. Right?
More than what he had.
And so the rest is history after that. Even the Son of God had 12 homies. That's why it's important. Those true connections are the answers to the prayers that you're looking for. Like, I'm blessed by this conversation. God gave me this one day, and I've said it since then, and I'll continue to say it. Our past is our professor. It's not our prisoner. Past is our perfect. We're supposed to learn from it,
mm-hmm.
right? In order for God to elevate you, you cannot have that ego and pride, mm-hmm. right? Because what will happen is your skill set and your ability to communicate, your skill set, your talents, mm-hmm. your gifts can take you places to where your character can't keep you. But he said, you can go fast alone or you can go farther together. Yeah. You're already doing 100% of who you are right now.
I agree.
Right?
100%. Yes.
So if you want to do more, you have to what? Become more. My profit and my purpose is in people. I didn't.
Oh.
Yeah, right? Isn't that amazing?
honestly,
like, it was through what happened was, is I was Jonah. I ran away from athletes. So then once I got up out that well, mm-hmm. right, that fish,
yeah.
it got spit back on the island I was supposed to be on. That's when everything started happening, but you're mm-hmm. not talking to their heart.
Mm-hmm.
And so who better to be able to talk to their heart than somebody that has walked that walk? You cannot create anything extrinsically that you are not intrinsically. Distractions can be wrapped up in what are to be perceived opportunities. But when you know who you're supposed to serve, then you can say no to those opportunities that don't align with who you're supposed to be operating with.
Somebody writes you $1 million check, you gonna say no to that check?
The world works by attraction, right? And so but in order for you to obtain money, see, money is a spiritual thing. And so how you make it matters. If it doesn't align with my mission, if it doesn't align with my purpose, then I'm not doing it. Damn. Right? And if you're so focused on the outcome, you miss the beauty of the journey. And the journey is where the growth comes. Create something and be curious. Mm-hmm. Be maniacal about the curiosity of what you're creating. We just went live a few days ago.
Congratulations.
So thank you. Excited about that. So mm-hmm. for all you insurance agents out there that's looking for somewhere to come on down to Style Financial. Be a little, do a little, have a little. Be mm-hmm. a lot, do a lot, have a lot. Mm-hmm. You pick one, mm-hmm. right? And the most important thing that you'll get from this is it's going to be about purpose alignment. Because like I keep going to that particular thing because that's the cheat code,
yeah.
right? Once you understand who you are and who you serve, everything else mm-hmm. falls underneath that. Daddy, help me, please. I'm in so much pain. And as I'm trying to fight back tears now, that was the first time that I truly realized, right, how powerless I really was. So that was probably the lowest moment, but it was the most freeing moment in my life. Because from that point on, I told God, I said, you gave them to me, but I can never protect them like you. Mm. Stop looking at what you perceive something to be and understand that if he's taking care of the birds, he's taking care of the bees, he's taking care of the flowers and dressing them, how much more is he going to do for you? You can and shall and will do and shall do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Your purpose is found at the intersection of your proficiency and your calling. And you not working and defining yourself on this every single day, you are robbing the people that are waiting on you to become the person that you're supposed to come to serve them the way that you're supposed to serve them. Because if you do not become that person, they will get served, but they're not going to get served the way that you got served because God molded you to serve them. Anything that doesn't move the needle in your purpose is a distraction. Upload a different software so that you can become the person to do the thing, and then that would allow you to have the life. Small word, big meaning. If thou come to serve the Lord, prepare thy soul for temptation and constantly endure. Make not haste in time of trouble. The rain falls on the just and unjust just alike. But what we have to understand is that our faith and our trust in him has to be stronger than what our natural eyes are looking at. Ecclesiastes 9 and 10 says, whatever thy hand find to do with all your might, for there is no knowledge, no work, no service in the grave where that I go is. Meaning what? Do the best that you possibly can because one day, why? You're going to die.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of What's Good Podcast with your girl, Brianna Javon. If you found today's discussion inspiring, don't forget to hit the subscribe button on your preferred podcast platform. Explore additional resources on our website at whatsgood-productions.com and find our social media links listed in the show notes. Stay tuned for more captivating stories ahead. Until next time, stay blessed and keep uplifting your community.